Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
51551. I want to go now to Kirsten. Kirsten, good afternoon to you.
Hi there.
How are you now?
Yeah, recovered, thankfully.
When did this happen?
It happened Thursday week ago.
You're still getting flashbacks, I'm sure.
Yeah, every now and again I kind of look at Sarah and get a lump in my throat, you know.
Sarah's your 10-month-old daughter?
No, Sarah is 2.5.
Oh, Sarah's 2.5, but you have a 10-month-old as well.
We have a 10-month-old as well, yeah.
Yeah. So you had both of them with you at the train station?
Yeah. I had parked my car at Shankill Dart Station, and I had the two girls with me, and Emily was in her buggy seat, and Sarah was kind of hanging out in the basket underneath the buggy. And we had got onto the platform waiting for the train into town, and the train pulled into the platform, came to a stop, and I tried to press the button to open the door, and the door wasn't responding. So I had actually just missed the dart, so I was kind of a little bit distracted by trying to get onto this one. Mm-hmm. Pressed the button again, and next thing I knew, I heard Sarah crying, and I looked down, and she was lying on the train tracks.
Oh, God.
And I think what had happened was, I think she took a step forward, and because the gap is so large, mm-hmm. she fell into that void.
My God.
Yeah.
And so you looked down, and there she was lying between the wall, the platform, and the actual track.
No, she was more between, like, nearly on the train, like the track itself, between the wheels of the train.
Oh, Jeannie.
Yeah.
I can just imagine the fright you got.
I just started screaming. I screamed because... So then the doors opened, and the family that were on the train came running, the man came running towards me. And I just remember pushing on his stomach, screaming for somebody to push the emergency button. And then I was screaming up the platform to try and get the driver's attention because I was terrified that this train was going to start moving.
Yes.
And next thing, from the left side, because we were quite near the end of the train, this young man came running up the platform and he just jumped straight onto the track and he picked Sarah up and he handed her to this man who had been, I think it was the man who was on the train. And next thing, I had her in my arms and I just was sobbing. I was I was distraught, yeah.
And how was Sarah? Did she hurt herself falling or was she okay?
Do you know what? I actually think she was in shock because she wasn't doing what you'd expect a toddler to cry out with in pain. She was quite quiet, actually.
Yeah.
Then I just... I got everyone helped me get onto the dart because I still was quite determined to get on the dart and go into town. And the lad who had rescued her off the line had disappeared because he was actually getting off in Shankill. And I just sat on the train and I just was crying. Sorry, I'm just... it was terrible.
Oh, I can imagine.
So, yeah, I just made sure she was okay, like I was expecting to see her bleeding or something maybe broken or something, because the distance between the platform and the train line is quite significant, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah.
But she was okay. She was just telling me that her hip was sore. And subsequently, she ended up with a nice massive bruise on her hip from where she must have just broken her fall. I was so blessed because the people on the train came, a lady and a man came and sat with me, and the lady had to get off at, I can't remember what station she got off at, but the man had, he escorted me all the way to Tara Street, even though he wasn't going there himself, and he got off with me and my husband met me there, and the inspectors came onto the train and they... he was talking to the inspectors to get the carriage reference so that we could lodge a an incident report.
Yes. So, yes.
He was amazing, and everybody was amazing.
And the emergency, but did somebody actually pull that?
So the emergency button on the train was pushed, and I didn't know it because I'm not familiar with the Dart. But apparently, once that's pushed, the train stops, and the driver has to then come to that carriage to reset it. I think that's what happened.
Okay, and as far as you know, that's what happened. So
I know the driver came down because he came and just said to me, "Are you okay? Is she okay?" And he did something over at the door where the button was.
Okay.
There's
a lesson for maybe for people that are not terribly familiar, that if there is a problem like that, press that button, it paralyzes the movement of the train. Thank God for that.
Yeah. I didn't know that. So that's why I was hysterical. And I was like, apparently the other thing is the driver looks down the platform to check if there's anything happening before he pulls off.
But sure, yeah.
I think you could easily miss something because it's quite a distance, you know. I wasn't happy to just depend on that.
So there's quite a gap between the platform and stepping onto the train. And for a 2.5-year-old, they would have to be lifted on. She wouldn't have been able to step on herself.
If I was doing it again, I would have her by the hand and I'd probably have to pull her up to get her, do a little jump.
How are you carrying the other baby, the 10-month-old?
Emily was in the buggy. She was she was sitting in her seat in the pram, so she was fine.
She wasn't strapped to you as such?
No.
Okay.
I've tried to highlight this, and my mission here is to get Irish Rail to do something about this, because the day could come where something absolutely devastating happens to somebody.
Well, I tell you, Kirsten, and thanks for getting in touch, and I know there is one thing that you want to mention, and that is the bravery. It's natural instinct as much as bravery. We'd all do our best in a similar circumstance. I'm sure people would do everything, obviously, to try and rescue the situation. But the young man that had the peace of mind to run and jump down and lift Sarah... Did you keep in touch with him, or do you know who?
You know what? He got off the train, so that was the last time I saw him. But I was asked to do an interview for a newspaper, and he saw the article and he contacted me, and he said, I've seen the article and I'm so glad she's fine, and I'm so glad I could help you. Mm. And he sent me a really beautiful message, and I replied, and my husband actually sent him a message himself as well, just telling him that he's our hero for rescuing her, and
fair play to him and the other people that came to your rescue. Yeah. In this day and age of bad news and everything, it's great to see that there are people, naturally enough, still willing to help out. We hear too many times how people, for whatever reason, are reluctant to get involved in situations. But in this instance, you were so lucky. Probably the time of day, you had another child with you, what would you have done if your instinct obviously would have been to jump down yourself and save your daughter, of course.
But, totally. Because the gap is so significant that any adult would fit through that gap.
Right.
And in fact, the week before we were there, there was the icy weather had set in, and the one morning Shankill hadn't gritted their station in time for commuter traffic. And a friend of mine slipped and she fell and went through that gap.
Yeah.
And that same morning, a schoolboy fell and went through that gap.
Oh God! Right. So it's fairly common. We might get in touch with if the guys are listening upstairs, just to maybe get in touch with Irish Rail and just see what they have to say about this.
We have we've reported it to Irish Rail. My husband did, and they responded just an acknowledgement of thanks.
Okay.
We've got your message, and we've reported it to the Garda station in Shankill, and they have followed up with us about it. I actually went onto the Greystones Open Forum to put a message of thanks to try and find these heroes, because that train had started in Greystones that day. And a lady commented that her mother fell pushing a buggy in that station 30 years ago and fell on the track.
30 years ago.
30 years ago. I mean, something has, like, it's a miracle that nothing completely catastrophic has happened there.
Well, the message is, obviously, be very, very careful with toddlers. You want to have eyes in the back of your head, I know, at the best of times, but particularly in a situation like that. Just stay there, Kirsten, because John Rourke is on the line, 51551, our text. John, similar story of people coming to the rescue and helping somebody at a terrible time. Yeah. John, it was your wife. What happened?
My wife. She was leaving the Bord Gáis Theatre last Friday night. She just said goodbye to her friend, and she was on her way home. Mm-hmm. And she was at the bus stop quite near to the Bord Gáis.
Yeah.
And she had a stroke.
Oh, God.
And
was she on her own?
She was on her own at this stage, yeah.
Right, she'd been to, I think Blood Brothers is running there at the moment, is it?
That's right,
okay.
Yeah.
What time, Friday night?
It's
half 10 or so?
In or around quarter to 11, 11 o'clock, I suppose, would have been around that time.
And how, and she had a stroke, standing
a
waiting
stroke.
For the, God.
I'd just like to say on behalf of the Cork family, a huge thank you to the four or five ladies who helped Una. They rang the ambulance for her, stayed with Una at the bus stop near the Bord Gáis while she was having the stroke, and they missed a few buses went by, and they stayed with her until the ambulance came, and they helped in no small way to save her life. And we are extremely grateful to them.
You go that far, obviously, yeah. How did it manifest itself in terms of the stroke? What happened to her?
She felt a numbness in her face and down her left side.
Did she call for help, or how did the other women know she was in distress?
Well, I suppose she was hauling. And luckily enough that they were there, and they were so good to help her. They realised.
Yeah, she was standing up and started.
That she was in serious trouble, you know.
Yeah, so they waited with her until. And you don't know who these women are, or
don't know. But fair play to them. There's a lot of good people in this world.
There is, surely, and it's very nice of you to come on like that. Maybe some of them are listening, or people that know
maybe,
them, because it's a sort of a story you would tell to somebody. If you had come to the rescue of a woman in that. How is your wife now, John?
Yes, she's coming on very good. Yeah, she's making great progress.
Okay, that's great. And the ambulance crew on a busy night as well were there.
The ambulance crew were absolutely brilliant. She was brought to Vincent's and over to Beaumont and back to Vincent's again.
Mm.
And big thank you to the staff, the nursing staff and the doctors there. They were absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
You hear so much negative things about what's going on in hospitals, but all I can say was she was treated brilliantly.
Yeah. Okay, so and do you have any idea where those other women were? Had they been at the theatre as well?
I don't know. And unfortunately, I suppose Una wasn't in a condition to find out.
Yeah,
much,
okay.
You know?
Well, you, just on behalf of the family, want to say thank you to those ladies who came to her rescue and to let them know that your wife is doing well. And you go so far as to say that they obviously were lifesavers.
Well, without a doubt, yeah.
Right.
Without a doubt.
All right, well, look, all's well that ends well,
exactly,
they say, John.
Not
a nice experience, not a nice phone call for you to get late on Friday night. Look after yourself, and regards to your wife. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you, Damien.
All right, you're welcome. That's John Rourke there. And Kirsten O'Sullivan, thank you as well. And hopefully Sarah, she won't remember this in years to come, but hopefully she's not too traumatised. I know you have been as well. But again, you just want to say thank you to all the people. Last Thursday week, Shank Hill, between there and Tara Street, that came to your aid when you were in a time of distress as well. So we're happy to do that. All right, Kirsten, mind yourself. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And thanks to John as well. Bye.